Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I am joined now from Yuma, Arizona, by Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve, and yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. Lawful self-defense includes time to responsibly disarm.
I found this case to be fascinating because it involves someone who's got a long history with the police, shall we say, who's been convicted of felonies at least a couple of times and has a very long reputation of, shall we say, street credibility of you don't mess with this guy. His name is, and I'm maybe mispronouncing it, called Save Evans. And S-A-E-D-E Evans.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of investigations that were done with him. He's been involved in several trials, and he's been convicted a couple times, although most of the convictions I think I see are for illegal possession of firearms. And just recently, on August 1st of this year, they have a video, surveillance video, of him. It appears he's in a gunfight with a police officer in a bad part of town. Nobody got hit because people were flinging lead around without too much concern of exactly where it was going. And it was about 4 a.m. in the morning. So nobody got injured in that case. But it's obvious that Mr. Evans was not in custody. And he has been involved in several different cases, but the one that I'm thinking about, it happened in 2016 on November 25th. So that's almost 8 years ago.
Right.
7, 8 years ago. And he was about 30 years old at the time. And he'd already had a record. And it appears that he was in, a very severe confrontation with another criminal. And they were maybe gunning for us. Oh, did I mention that in one instance he'd been hit like 16 times with various bullets and survived?
Wow.
Yeah. So he's got reason to believe that people are trying to kill him.
Sure.
It's not like this is not credible. So this vehicle pulls up toward him with an open rear window, and there's surveillance video, but I don't think they had audio. And they found like 16 different shell cases at the scene. And a 16-year-old girl was in the crossfire. And this was in the middle of the day. It was like 11 o'clock in the a.m. And the 16-year-old was killed. And there was another witness, another 16-year-old girl. And it went to trial. Mr. Evans was a person of interest, and then he turned himself in about 4 days after the event. And when it went to trial, he claimed self-defense. And he asked for and got a jury trial. Now, both of those things are a little unusual, especially in D.C. Well, they charged him with a bunch of different things, endangering the public, as I recall, first-degree homicide, maybe felony, felony homicide, a bunch of different charges. But the jury listened to the case. They looked at the video. There was some video of it. And they found him not guilty, but, well, in the process of looking at it, they asked the judge, Now, we see that there's an exception in the D.C. law that says that if you're prohibited from having a weapon, it's all right to possess one while you're defending yourself. And they said, well, after the immediate need for self-defense is over, how long do you have to put down the weapon? Because in the video, it only shows Mr. Evans holding on to the firearm, which the D.C. police identified as a mini Uzi. It only shows him hanging in his hand for about 3 seconds after the threat has left the scene.
Right.
And, you know, it's not to say he didn't possess it longer, but that's all they can prove he possessed it for. So the jury quite reasonably said, well, how long does he have to get rid of the weapon, you know, to dispossess himself of a weapon he is possessing legally to defend himself, but can't otherwise possess. Well, the judge came back with jury instructions and says he can't possess the weapon for any time at all after the immediate need for self-defense is over.
How do you measure that, though?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what they're saying, as soon as the threat is gone, he's supposed to drop the weapon. And that's how they describe it. And, at the point, this is jury instruction. The lawyer can ask the judge for the defense to give different jury instructions. But he can't go into the jury and tell them, well, this is what I think it should be. So, they found him not guilty of everything by reason of self-defense except for possession of the pistol for those 3 seconds.
Right.
So, Evans, in spite of having a long history and apparently being heavily involved in a very bad neighborhood and having a reputation of being somebody who is exceedingly dangerous, seems to be quite smart, or is public defender, but I mean, he makes a very good case. He says, "Well, that doesn't make any sense." So they appealed the decision to the D.C. Court of Appeals. Okay, well, it just came out on November 16th, just a few days ago. And it was a 3-judge panel, and 2 of the judges said, well, it doesn't make any sense to say he has to drop it immediately, because it's not easy to figure out exactly when that immediately is, and it doesn't make sense for him to just drop it on the street and run away from it. Somebody else might pick it up, and it wouldn't be safe to do that. So you have to give them, if they're legally allowed to use the weapon in self-defense, which the jury had ruled he was doing, you have to give them some reasonable amount of time
to drop it,
to get rid of it, as they said, to dispossess themselves of the weapon. And so they reversed the verdict on the firearms possession charge and said, no, you can't do it that way. The law is not that stupid. Let's see if I can get the actual wording. It says, the trial court instructed the jury, as the government now maintains, that the justification ends the moment the person appreciates that threat animating the right to self-defense has subsided. So they must effectively drop the gun in that instant or otherwise you lose their justification defense.
Well, hang on right there, if you would. Hang on. We're coming up on the first break. If we have to continue this, we will do it, because this is a very interesting story, without a doubt. This article, of course, is at amoland.com. This one got published. When did this get published? This got published, well, yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Today, yesterday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. We were talking about this case where it is legal for somebody to use a gun to defend themselves, but as soon as that's over with, they have to somehow magically let go of it in just the nick of time without anybody actually saying you can hold on to 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 5 minutes. Yeah.
Correct.
Who wrote that stupid law? This is in D.C.?
Well, what the way I think it happened, and this is my conjecture, is originally the law did not have any exception for self-defense. But after the District of Columbia government got slapped down a few times and told that the Second Amendment covers self-defense, then I believe they put that exception into the law. So it's something that was sort of, the law grew instead of was designed. And, you know, laws sometimes end up kind of stupid with all the different changes they put in. Actually, I think this makes sense. In other words, just because you have committed bad crimes in the past and lost some of your Second Amendment rights anyway, it doesn't mean that you don't have the right to defend yourself when somebody is trying to kill you. And I think that's what they were recognizing. So the law says if somebody's trying to kill you and there's a weapon available, you can use it to defend yourself. And what the government was saying, well, you can use it to defend yourself, but as the instant you realize that defense over, you have to just drop it and walk away. But as most people can understand, that's not practical. That's not a reasonable solution. And so what the court said was that, and it talks about his defense, and the fellow's name was, I'm pronouncing it Saeed, but I'm not sure if that's correct. Mr. Evans, we'll say, counters that the justification defense logically extends to a short period after the person realizes the threat has subsided. So they have a reasonable opportunity to promptly dispossess themselves of the weapon. We agree with Evans and reverse his conviction for unlawful possession of a firearm. So Mr. Evans was presumably out on bail when he got into the gunfight with the police officer in August of this year. Nobody was hit. You know, if I were in a really dystopian, gang-controlled, hyper-violent part of D.C., the District of Columbia, which I'm told there's a significant part of D.C. that fits that description, I might not worry about the little niceties of, you know, whether it's perfectly legal to have a gun that I rely upon to defend myself or not. Because I don't expect to live to age 40 anyway. There's a very high rate of casualties, shall we say, in these inter-gang drug warfares, and lots of people don't make it if they're heavily into the violence scene. And that, I don't know Mr. Evans. He might be a great guy to talk to. It would be certainly an interesting conversation, but I, you know, want to have it in a bright area with witnesses. You know, I've known some people who are exceedingly good at violence. The ones I've known have generally worked for the government. But Mr. Evans stands out as somebody you don't want to mess with. And he knows the legal system enough, and I think this is a valid legal point that the District of Columbia Court of Appeals 3-judge panel got right, even though it was a split decision. And I think it's a question. I don't know if they will try in the District of Columbia to appeal it. It just seems too logical and reasonable for even the District of Columbia to appeal to the Supreme Court. So we will see. So that's the case of Mr. Evans and the right to be able to defend yourself.
Right. That's an interesting story just in the premise of it. What is the statute that they cited for this? Or is there even were they just making this up?
There's a definite statute, and unfortunately, I don't have it up on the screen.
Right.
And I could find out for you, but it would take me a little bit of...
Well, I mean, just the fact they have one. So they have a statute that says, okay, once you defend yourself with a gun, you have X amount of time to let go of it.
Well, with a statute, what they have is it says you are not allowed to have a gun, except, and then they said, if you're facing a deadly threat for your life, you can then have it. I know. Now, the funny part of this case, I thought it was, it's dark humor, but it's kind of funny. So they've got this video, but it's not like a movie, you know. There's just little clips that catch pieces of the action on the surveillance video.
Right.
And the surveillance video shows Evans in the process of defending himself against, you know, it shows a shootout between this dark car and Evans, okay? And Evans says self-defense. And the video is reasonably believable that it's self-defense. But because Evans is street smart and kept his mouth shut and talked to a lawyer, they have no idea how he got the gun or when he got the gun. They can say, well, we believe he illegally possessed it before the shootout. But they have no proof of it.
Right.
And it is all premised on Mr. Evans not talking to the police. Because if he had talked to them and said, well, they would ask him a question. Well, where'd you get the gun? Well, that might cause him uncomfortable...
Self-incrimination.
It's self-incrimination. So he's far better off just not talking.
What a ridiculous... That's a ridiculous premise, though. So it's okay for him to defend himself with a gun as long as he doesn't have one.
Yeah, I thought that was funny as well.
And at the same
time...
I mean,
like, there's guns just waiting around, you know?
Just materialize out of air, yeah.
Well, now I will say that some street gangs are known to cache guns at locations.
Right.
That the street gang knows about, so they can access them when they need to. So it's not hard to believe that this could have been in a flower pot or something like that.
Sure.
But
well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. I'm just, it's okay to defend yourself with a gun as long as you don't have one.
Yeah.
That's where we leave that one at. Talking to this article, of course, is at amoland.com, where Dean has nearly 2,400 others like it that are all just as, you know, critical thinking, stimulating this kind of thing where we're sitting out here going, how can that possibly be? And that's entertainment in a historical context. I like that kind of thing. A learning moment, if you will, where you get out there and say to yourself, I've never heard that before in my life. And you just try to shake your head and drink that in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. A U.S. military aircraft eliminated hostile forces by targeting a vehicle following an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. A senior official also mentioned uncertainty about the number of hostiles that were killed or whether any Americans were injured in the assault on Al-Assad Air Base. A preliminary agreement between Israel and Hamas has been reached regarding the release of hostages. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are hopeful to have some good news for the hostages and their families. We're hopeful we can start bringing some of them home.
The Israeli government is currently discussing that deal. As Americans hit the road for Thanksgiving, they're enjoying lower prices at the gas pump. AAA reporting that the national average for a gallon of regular gas is approximately $3.31. That is 25 cents than it was a month ago and 36 cents less than it was a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's go to the Rahimi case. This is a really interesting little case. A lot of people are paying a lot of attention to it. I guess this is all about the. This is a guy that got caught in a whole domestic violence thing, right?
Well, that's what this is all about. Is that what happened? Is Rahimi and. I'm trying to remember. I think he's a fairly recent immigrant from Iraq or Syria or someplace. And I'm not claiming to know exactly where, but that's my understanding. And so he appears to have been to be a pretty violent, lawless guy. I mean, that's the way he's portrayed in most of what I've read about him, but I'm not him and I haven't talked to him personally. But at least he's alleged to be a minor drug dealer. He's alleged to have fired guns in public in unsafe ways. He's alleged to have assaulted his girlfriend. But the assault on his girlfriend doesn't sound like he's beating her up. You know, like if he grabbed her and shoved her into the car and her head got hit on the steering wheel. Now, that's assault. But it's not like he beat her within an inch of her life and threatened to shoot her or something like that. So, what happened is that his girlfriend wanted to get a restraining order on him for domestic violence. She claimed that he was a threat to her life, or a threat to her anyway. That sounds like he may have been. It never went to a court of law, other than the girlfriend asked the court to grant a restraining order. And Rahimi did not contest it, and so a restraining order was taken out against him, and that meant that he did not have any right after that, while the restraining order was in effect, to possess firearms or ammunition under the federal law as it exists now. So, his shenanigans with drugs and shooting and everything caught up with him. And Texas officers were, I think they had a warrant. They were searching his house. and they found firearms, and they found ammunition, and they found this restraining order. So, did they arrest him on any of the violent charges? I think they may have arrested him, but they took the restraining order to federal court, and they said, restraining order, he clearly violated it. We're arresting him under the federal charge of violating the restraining order. And he did not contest that, and he was found guilty of violating the restraining order. But then he contested the legality of the restraining order and said, I have Second Amendment rights. Under the Bruin decision, there's no history of people being able to lose their Second Amendment rights merely because a judge in a civil matter issued a restraining order without due process. Had no right to an attorney. There was no adversarial proceedings. Weren't allowed to bring witnesses and subpoena people and do all the normal things you do when your rights are at stake. And so it went to the district judge in the Fifth Circuit, said, well, under Bruin, you're right. There's no history of being able to take someone's fundamental constitutional rights, rights that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights, and just take them away from a citizen without due process of law in a mere civil manner. Not only that, we have testimony that this is being used and abused in divorce cases all over the nation and in Texas as a weapon against people rather than as a legitimate tool to protect people. And many cases exist where the judge says, well, pox on all your houses. I'm going to issue the restraining order against both parties. That way it's even-handed. Both of you lose all your Second Amendment rights. And they said there's nothing in American historical legal cases or statutes that say you can just take away someone's Second Amendment rights without due process of law. Well, I can understand that. That's a fairly simple case to make. And while he is undergoing, he's in jail and he's undergoing processing for trial on the other charges right now. So it's not like he's out loose. But what we see in the old media is this false representation that this case is about a question of whether violent domestic abusers should be able to possess firearms or not. But that's not what it is about at all. Rahimi was never convicted of domestic violence. So he's just a suspect. Now, those of you who follow the news have noted that for about the last 40 years, news reporters are very, very careful to say that someone is a suspect, that they aren't convicted yet, but not with Rahimi. When you see these headlines, and these are from the major media outlets in the U.S., and I'm going to mention first the BBC, U.S. and Canada, because the BBC is a big media outlet for the U.S. too. Here's their headline. Should domestic abusers have guns? U.S. Supreme Court will decide in United States v. Rahimi. No, that's not the issue at all. Rahimi has never been convicted of domestic abuse. What they're asking is, should people have their fundamental enumerated constitutional rights taken away in a civil process that doesn't have any due process protections? Here's from CBS News. Supreme Court gun case could reverse protections for domestic violence survivors. Only about domestic restraining orders. Nothing in this case says people who have been convicted of domestic violence couldn't be have their Second Amendment rights curtailed. From USA Today, Supreme Court poised to support law banning domestic abusers from owning guns. No, the law in question doesn't have anything to do with banning domestic abusers. It has everything to do with banning people who have a domestic violence restraining order against them. They've never been convicted of domestic abuse. And those restraining orders are very easy to get. In the current law, all that has to happen is in the middle of some type of controversy with somebody who's accusing you of domestic violence, if the court tries to serve you with a summons saying that there's going to be a hearing sometime and you can show up if you want to defend yourself against this restraining order, that's not a conviction. That's merely the chance that you might be informed that there is this hearing. And a lot of people never go. Here's from ABC News. Supreme Court reviews federal ban on guns for domestic abusers. No, again, it's about restraining orders, not convicted domestic abusers. It's fascinating to me that the same people who have for decades said you can't call somebody a burglar until they're convicted now say, well, if somebody's merely accused of being a domestic abuser, we're going to call them domestic abusers.
Indeed. Hang on for me, if you will. Coming up on the last break, this is at amaland.com. Nearly 2,400 other articles like this from Dean available to you on a daily basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Last time on The Firing Line, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking with Dean Weingarten. We're talking about the Rahimi case because normally with a criminal, they're the victims with the media, but not with this particular one because now we're talking about having a criminal, as they would call him, and he's armed too. And it doesn't matter whether he's a criminal or not. He can't be possibly armed. We just can't have that. So.
Well, what I think this is that with the Lautenberg Amendment, which made it illegal to possess a gun if you had a domestic violence restraining order, the left figured they hit a home run on inching their way towards total ban on guns because they got two major goals accomplished with this law. One was, actually it's three, one was that they got people to have their rights taken away for a misdemeanor crime. There had always been a clear line for felonies before. You had to be a felon to have your Second Amendment rights removed. But in the Lautenberg law, they included it up and included misdemeanors. And then the other thing they did is they extended this for all domestic violence convictions, no matter when they happened. There were people who had convictions that qualified as, quote, domestic violence 30 years before and had themselves forced to retire or their careers ruined because they had a 30-year-old conviction. And they went to the courts and said, this is ex post facto. And they said at the time, well, you don't have any Second Amendment rights or nothing you lose. They're not anything you can lose. They're not a punishment if you can't exercise Second Amendment rights because there's no Second Amendment rights for individuals. This was before the Heller decision. And so they got it into law that you could ex post facto, after the fact, 30 years after a conviction, you could change the law and say, well, that means that you're not allowed to have a gun anymore. Huge, huge thing if you're trying to disarm the public. And then the third thing that they got in, which is what is being disputed in this law, in this case, is that you could have your guns taken away by a civil order, by a single judge, without a jury trial, without representation, without due process of law, on the mere accusation by somebody who's got skin in the game, you know, who has every reason to lie. And so that one is now at the Supreme Court, and hopefully the judges will correctly decide that the Constitution does not allow for you to lose fundamental constitutional enumerated rights in the Bill of Rights simply as a civil matter where a single judge says, yeah, it sounds okay to me. I think I'll just, you can't have guns until I say you can. And that's what the case is at stake in this Rahimi case. It has almost nothing to do with domestic violence because there's nothing in the case about someone who was convicted of domestic violence. There are just accusations. And that's where that case is.
Well, I mean, sooner or later, somebody's going to have to take up the whole mantle of, for those that actually go into the prison system and come out and pay their debt to society.
Well, there's a couple of cases in the hopper dealing exactly with that.
Right.
So there's the Range case, which is coming up soon. I don't know if the Supreme Court is going to hear it or not. I haven't looked at their the latest output from the Supreme Court where they list whether what cases they've granted certiorari to. CERT, it's called for short. The Supreme Court gets to decide what cases they are going to hear and what cases they don't.
Right.
They hear about, I think, 1% of the cases that are presented to them. So the chances of a case after it's appealed to the Supreme Court are not good. But most of those cases are presented by amateurs or by the people themselves. They're not well organized. They don't have their arguments in good order. And those constitute about 90% of the ones that are not brought forward. If your case is well argued, well presented, and is a matter of strong public interest, not just an individual concern, then instead of a 1% chance of being heard, it jumps up to about a 20% chance of being heard. And this case, where they're questioning whether nonviolent felons in the Range case, who never served a day in jail, paid a relatively small fine, and led an exemplary life otherwise, whether that type of conviction qualifies as something where they can take away your ability to exercise your Second Amendment rights. So that case has a lot of public interest. It's a matter of great concern all over the nation. There's related cases. There's more than one circuit that is involved in it. So there's an excellent chance. I'll give it 50-50 that the Supreme Court will grant cert to it to be heard. So we will see.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, at some point, I don't know where you draw the line. I don't know where you draw the line on this stuff. I mean,
Amy Barrett is wrote a dissent opinion. I think she was in the Third Circuit when she wrote it before she became a Supreme Court justice. And she said that she didn't think things that were now listed as felonies, even though they were nonviolent and they might involve, you know, just white collar crime or a small amount of money or something like that, qualify to take away someone's ability to exercise Second Amendment rights. So that's a fairly, it's a better line than we have now, where just anybody who might serve more than a year in jail for a crime is disqualified from exercising Second Amendment rights.
Right.
So it's a step in the right direction, but who knows? You know, we will have to see what the Supreme Court says on it.
Well, some things are going to have to take up at some point. What do you, when you're looking at the Supreme Court, which where do you think the whole, what are they involved in right now? They're on the, which case are they?
Well, they just heard oral arguments on the Rahimi case.
Right.
A few days ago. About a week. I think it was the 7th of December, I believe they heard oral arguments on the case. I've listened to several commentators on it, and they're basically saying that they may uphold Rahimi's conviction, but in a very narrow way. Since he did not contest the restraining order, they might say, well, that's an admission that he had committed violent acts. So what they might say is, in the case where somebody acknowledges that they are a violent and dangerous individual, and if there's sufficient due process involved, restraining orders might be used to disarm somebody. So at least some people are saying it's going to be a very narrow decision and one we can live with. But others are hoping, especially on the left, that it derails and essentially decapitates the entire Bruin decision and changes what has been a very positive step to restore Second Amendment rights into a non-entity. So those are the two sides I'm looking at, and we just don't know. There's the Supreme Court has a lot on their plate, and I personally think that the recent raid by Hamas into Israel, with something around 1,200-1,400 people killed in that raid, Israelis or people victims of the of Hamas, will make the enlighten the Supreme Court justices to realize the necessity of having arms for defense of self and community. It was during the 1900s that progressives, leftists, said, you don't need guns. Guns, there's no reason. We're past the age of violence. The state will protect you. There's no reason for you to have a gun yourself anymore. It's just there so somebody might commit suicide or do something bad with it. Ordinary people should not be allowed to have guns unless they're highly supervised by the state.
Well, and with that, that has to be the last word, Dean. That has to be the last word. Thank you for joining me today.
It is always a pleasure.
Talk to you in 48 hours. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.